I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Saturday. Good morning. Dan McCabe and Venomous Valdez will be in the studio in about 15 minutes to talk about this year's Midpoint Music Festival that's coming up September 27th through 29th. And later, Simon Garfield discusses Just My Type, a book about fonts. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
A federal judge has denied a request by Ohio's elections chief to hold off on enforcing his court's order on disputed early voting days. Secretary of State John Houston asked the judge to stay the ruling that restores early voting on the final weekend and Monday before the November election while the state appeals the decision. Houston said he didn't want to confuse voters by setting hours a court could later change. A judge in Columbus ruled this week Houston didn't demonstrate his likelihood of succeeding on appeal or show sufficiently compelling reasons for the stay. He said Houston also didn't show there would be enough time after the appeals process to set new hours. Houston's office said it would comply with the judge's ruling. Meanwhile, Secretary Houston has issued new rules for counting provisional ballots in response to a federal judge's order seeking more access for the coming presidential election. Houston this week directed poll workers to count all so-called right church, wrong pew ballots. Those are ballots cast by voters who show up at the correct polling place, but are erroneously directed to vote in the wrong precinct. U.S. District Judge Algernon Marbley noted in his August order this issue has become an increasing problem as the number of multi-precinct locations grows, particularly in urban areas. Poll workers gave more than 3,300 wrong precinct provisional ballots to voters last year. Houston plans to appeal Marbley's order to count provisional ballots that lack envelope signatures. The Claremont County Fairgrounds was the backdrop for Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan. He came to Owensville this week and talked of growth and prosperity, criticizing what he calls President Obama's debt and decline.
And we will not spend the next 4 years blaming other people. We will take responsibility and own up and get things done.
Nearly 2,000 people came to hear Ryan's message, including McNicholas student Luke Baker. The ninth grader was right up front.
It was really exciting. I mean, it's just cool being up so close next to him. I mean, he signed my photo. You know, I really hope he wins in November.
Vice President Joe Biden spoke in Dayton this week. President Obama is scheduled to campaign in Cincinnati Monday. A perennial Hamilton County dilemma has another one-year solution. County commissioners are taking out a kind of insurance policy to help shore up the struggling stadium fund. The policy covers the fund for about $9 million and costs roughly $300,000. Commissioner Chris Monzel.
It buys time also for us to get the casino revenue in and get an idea of how much that's going to be. To again see about the bank's parking garages, how much revenue is coming in from that. So it kind of gives an idea to get the landscape for the stadium financial model of what it's going to look like in a year from now.
The deal only covers the county for 1 year, and the board will have to find that $9 million somewhere, plus another $9 million next year, too. It also means the property tax rebate promised when voters approved the stadium tax will be fully funded again in 2013. A busted housing market and the recession forced many home builders into bankruptcy, leaving some subdivisions unfinished. Now, Hamilton County engineer Ted Hubbard is going after the surety funds or bonds those developers were supposed to set aside to make sure roads in those neighborhoods would be completed.
For the most part, they have been they've been built, but they're substandard. They don't have a surface course. Maybe the curb has been damaged due to construction activity. There could also be drainage problems that that have not been corrected.
With the help of the prosecutor's office, Hubbard says roads in one community are now complete. Work on a second is about to begin, and four more are in the pipeline. He calls having deceived sureties a rare occurrence. A package of bills that shore up Ohio's five public pension funds with increased premiums, higher retirement ages, and other changes has cleared the state legislature. The House and Senate passed the bills this week with bipartisan support. Governor John Kasich was expected to sign them into law. The bills affect almost 1.8 million Ohioans covered by the five funds. Those pension funds are the Ohio Public Employee Retirement System, State Teachers Retirement System, School Employees Retirement System, Ohio Highway Patrol Retirement System, and the Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund. Policymakers, retiree groups, government employers, and others have wrestled over the fixes for 4 years. Without adjustments, some of the funds risk insolvency. Ohio Governor John Kasich wants Ohio's public colleges and universities to work together to identify how best to divide higher education dollars in the next state budget. Kasich joined higher education officials this week at a news conference to kick off the process. His two-year budget comes out early in 2013. The Republican says he wants to start funding higher education based on how many students graduate instead of how many are enrolled. Ohio State University President Gordon Gee will head the group considering the issue. Gee says the goal is to have recommendations for Kasich by Thanksgiving. Kasich previously enlisted Gee to lead an effort for schools to work together on their construction budgets. His spokesman says Kasich would like to see similar coordination on operating expenses. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.